I'll sit with that for a moment. Thank you.
Okay.
I wonder. I think part of it is that, as a younger person, I think as I was saying before, is like we've forgotten that it doesn't, because since I've grown up, there has always been an organization for that, right? Like, mm-hmm. I have always had Trevor Project, I have always had HRC, I have always had, like, Equality Maine, I've had all of those things at my disposal mm-hmm. since my birth. And so I think it's, for the younger folk in some ways, I think it's remembering that we ourselves can do the thing, and we just mm-hmm. don't hand the $5 to the organization.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of it. I also think it's, kind of going along with that, it's the young folk remembering that it does take, that you don't have to offer cash to be able to do a thing, that in fact the organizations would much more prefer in some mm-hmm. ways your hands and time in the buildings mm-hmm. and in the fight rather than giving the $5, which is definitely important. Give the $5 and more to the organizations. Mm-hmm. I would encourage everybody, if you can, to give like a $5 or $50 or $500 kind of donation in the celebration of this being mm-hmm. the 50th anniversary year of the Wild Stein Club to some organization for LGBTQIA plus people in Maine. But it does, like, it does take human beings, and I think your generation knew that much more better because you were the ones that put the hands together to start the organization.
If we didn't do it, no one was going to do it
for
us.
Right, exactly.
Yep. That's for sure.
And none of us had any money.
No.
So. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I was thinking, and this is like before the internet or anything. I remember when we first started the Maine Gay Task Force, we were going to alternate meetings because we'd found pockets of people in Portland, Brunswick, and then also up in Orono from Wild Stein. So I remember John Frank, who was one of my comrades from Wild Stein.
Who was also in Gay Side Story.
Yes.
Was the my production. Ex. Yeah.
And I was hitchhiking from Bangor. We shared an apartment in Bangor down to Brunswick for a Sunday meeting. We're just wondering, were we going to even get there that day?
Right.
Or, you know, and how to get back. But, yeah, I mean, it was letters, phone calls, if you had a phone, and phone service was very expensive back then. Mm-hmm. We had no money.
Yeah.
And
you had to pay by the minute, for those that don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you paid by the minute. You could say, oh, God, I the bill says 17 minutes I was on the phone. And it's like $11.
Yeah, it was by the seat of our pants and the fingernails grasping.
Yeah.
But I think it's also like reassuring to know that like that is what it was. It was seat of the pants. It wasn't beautiful. It wasn't perfect, but it still mm-hmm. got stuff done.
Got stuff done.
And I think that's okay too. Like I think we have this thing of like you must be polished and it must be perfect and it must go forward perfectly in order to get something done. And that's not the case. It can be absolute trash and a crying mm-hmm. mess, and it'll still okay.
Yeah. And it was all about the work too.
Right.
It wasn't about personalities,
right,
or drama or divas or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, can you get the work done?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there was drama.
Oh yes.
Well, we are gay.
I mean, let's get a grip here, folks.
All right.
There was drama. Thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
And there were divas.
Yeah.
And that's part of, at least in retrospect, the appreciation and love we have for all that hardworking, committed people went through. And those personalities that gave character to those organizations were unique.
Mm-hmm.
MLGPA would not have been what it was and what it developed into without the, as it were, DNA of those people who started it. And so let's thank God for the divas and the dramas.
All right, I take that back.
And the dollars.
The
3Ds.
Yeah.
But we always managed to get the work done.
I was going to say, you know, a lot of times allies ask, how can we help? And I think a good way is to donate to some of those places that you mentioned,
and
Megan.
Also, I will say that I personally think for allies, the biggest thing you can do is get very loud in the spaces you have. As a mm-hmm. queer person, I can talk mm-hmm. to somebody who is straight till I'm blue in the face, and they can 100% just dismiss me as like a non-entity. Mm-hmm. But if it's another straight person that is saying a very different thing, saying, how dare you do that? That's ridiculous. Get your head on.
Especially in spaces we are not at.
Right,
the time,
right. You know? That changes everything. And that can just be a one thing of like, because I mean, I've worked in, when I passed better, when I was not living here, when I passed as straight a lot better, I was waitressing. And so like there were things where I'd be in the side stand and like a somebody would come in and somebody else on the staff would make a comment of like, oh, ta 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 ta. And at that point, call them out. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't sound like it's a big thing, but it's a big thing.
It's also the reason I chose to stay in the closet for the first gay rights campaign, because I was the straight spokesperson.
Right.
And because that's, frankly, that's how I got to the movement. And I could speak out better. Or not better, but differently, in a way that could be heard by the straight community. At least I thought so. Whether it was true or not is another question.
We should probably take a music break soon. Thank you for calling in, Howard.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Pleasure. But of course, I'm not cutting you off. If you got some parting words, or even if you want to be dramatic or diva-like, you could do that too. The call-in number here, by the way, is 780-4909. And Howard, any last thoughts?
None other than tremendous gratitude to the three of you at the microphone, four of you at the microphone, and all of our other colleagues and friends and past, present, and future who are part of this conversation.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
A sense of community today.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Howard, for calling in.
You're welcome.
It put a crimp in my monologue, but that's okay. no divas here. Okay, Howard, have a good day. Have a happy
Thank
Pride.
You. Happy Pride, everybody.
And what's up for music?
I think we'll get Jessica to play a song that Megan has chosen. Well, Jessica's not listening to us, so I'll go and tell her.
There we go.
Oh, she's got it.
Here's to the night's never ending. Here's to the barely sleeping. Here's to our rule bending. Church of the secret keeping. I know I got my friends. We don't nonstop time staying. Into the night, but I'm an island. Always alone and thinking. Gonna make the only